So there are many teachers who would, who actually taught the concept of compassion, love, patience, contentment, and so forth. And then from the point of view of a Buddhist practitioner, so these great many teachers, among them, there could be many of them who are the very manifestations of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So because they have the capacity to benefit countless numbers of human beings, millions of human beings. So if you think from that light, we see the possibility of a being who has achieved these four states of the bodies of the Buddha. So, as such, if we try to look at from a broad perspective, definitely, then we can see the possibility, that even the teachers of the other religious traditions, there could be the very manifestations of the Buddhas. So, because the underlying reason is that even within the literature, within the teachings of the Buddha himself, there are a set of teachings of the Buddha which needs to be interpreted to some other meanings. If the superficial or the literal teachings of the Buddha contradicts with logic and reasoning, then we have to interpret it differently. And then so, and the great scholars, the Buddhist scholars, they tend to make the distinction between the intention of the author and the intention of the text that he composed. So at times, there could be some areas or topics which are actually the intention of the text the author composed, and not exactly the intention of the author himself. So if you take Sangha, so we see that in terms of his personal view, he follows the view of Madhyamas, or the emptiness of the highest Buddhist school of thought. And yet in terms of the compositions that he wrote, so we see that they contain mostly the views of Chittamatra. So, among the Buddhists, there are many who, though claiming themselves to be Buddhist, but because of their internal poisonous afflictions, are so powerful that they are not using the Buddhist religious instructions to really transform these minds, rather being kind of under the domination of these afflictive emotions, they try to then utilize or try to take advantage of the religion, and then in the name of religion, they start creating all problems. So as such, we definitely see that these kind of problems are problems caused in the name of the religion. It's not something common to other religions, it's also something common, prevalent in the Buddhist community as well. As such, it is very important that each one of us should have respect to all the other religious traditions as well. And at one point, there are the non-Buddhist religious groups. Say like some of my friends in the Muslim community, so they are saying that Buddhism is actually not a religion. So they don't consider Buddhism as a religion, and they consider Buddhism as something very much like a communist, very much like a destroyer of religion. But my Muslim friends, they are very much concerned about that the Buddhism be kind of respected as a religion, because they are saying that Buddhism makes tremendous contribution to the welfare of human beings. And then during my visits to various countries with different different religious traditions, some of them they were actually there to protest against my coming over there. And some of them, they are saying that I have no personal grievances, personal hatred against the Dalai Lama as a person, but his kind of view and his opinions are actually wrong. So once when I was in a European country, so there were protesters waiting there outside, and then no sooner I arrived there, they started kind of protesting against me, and then I started kind of folding my hands towards them, and they also started folding hands back to me. So the protester and the one to be protested both started folding and respecting each other. So let me tell you a story. So when I went to England, so there was once again a protest organized by the Shukten devotees. So no sooner I started seeing them, so I started folding my hands again to them. And then these people, instead of folding hands back to me, they started actually kind of showing their hands with tight grips, protesting, showing a very strong sign of protest with great anger and hatred. So from the perspective of those people who accept the concept of creator, so the Buddhist ideas or the Buddhism, they would then classify Buddhism as fallen into the extreme of nihilism. And whereas from Buddhist perspective, those people who accept the concept of creator are fallen in the extreme of eternalism or absolutism. So as such, and there is a possibility that those people who accept the concept of creator and not accepting the ideas of law or rebirth, so definitely they would be falling to both extremes. So as such, what I tend to actually share with those people who accept creator is that since that we are all the creatures, we are all being created by the God or the Creator. As such, it is our kind of job, it is a task to fulfill the desire or the intention of the God. So that is actually to help or to really offer benefit to those beings, to those poor beings who are actually created by the God Himself.
Choice